8:08. Fishing skippers say they'll be put out of business if proposals to protect endangered dolphins by significantly expanding areas where set nets and trawl nets can't be used go ahead. The government revealed proposals for consultation for a revised threat management plan for Maui and Hector's dolphins yesterday. It includes extending marine mammal sanctuaries around both the North and South Island. It also said that toxoplasmosis, a parasitic disease spread by cat feces, kills more of the endangered mammals than fishing. Well, joining us now is New Plymouth skipper and trawler Curly Brown. Good morning.
Good morning, Karen.
How will these proposed changes affect your business?
Well, there's options there. It depends which one it's got. The status quo is not very good for us as it is. But, option 3 and 4 will just annihilate my business. But unfortunately, option 2 will probably ruin the business of the fishing company I sell fish to. So things are pretty grim where we are, out in the regions of this country. But the thing is, Corin, which is what has been, I was part of the threat management group, and one of the things that came out of it, by very good scientists and this, amazing people, what they found is that any more increase into the restriction of commercial fishing was having next to no effect on the dolphins, and what it also discovered was that overwhelmingly what is killing these dolphins is toxoplasmosis, and
there is a plan. There is a plan to deal with that part of it, but clearly the fishing is having an impact as well. And one of the issues
in the threat management plan, it came out that that trawling will kill one of these dolphins every 100 years. I see in the Hector's and Maui's dolphins threat management plan review, which I invite all New Zealanders to go onto with their smartphones and look. And inside that, there's enough information there for you to glean
How much monitoring has there been on boats, though, over the last 10 or 20 years, given that the cameras are only just being put on all boats, right?
Yeah, that's right. So it's costing the New Zealand taxpayer $17 million. I've been fishing out of here for 38 years. 38 years, I've not only not caught one, but I've never seen one. Honest to God, that's the truth. So these cameras, even Forrest and Bird said that they're a waste of time, but then followed up by saying we should just get rid of them.
The reality is, though, Curly, as a country, there is grave concern about these dolphins, and
look,
Corey, there has to be a balance.
The Maui's dolphin are going to be extinct, functionally extinct by 2060. You're talking 40 years. These dolphins are going to be down to less than 10. This is a grave situation. And what's really important is that the people in New Zealand understand what's killing them. 40 years' time, they're going to be finished. Well, in this plan here, it says that the inshore trawling is likely to kill one every 50 years. That means in that time, these dolphins are going to become extinct. And according to the science, not a single trawler would have caught one. Do you understand the gravity of these that toxoplasmosis is putting on these dolphins? It's horrific. And
right,
there's nothing in here to take immediate action around that. The problem with toxoplasmosis is it's a lot harder to fix. It's much easier to just...
It is indeed, and I know there is going to be some further work looking at that issue. Curly Brown there, New Plymouth skipper and trawler, thanks very much for your time.